One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Welcome to Terra Dome. I'm your host, the friendly neighborhood baritone. Vocals channel the spirits of old poets. I don't drink, my glass never will hold a wet. Similar to Paul or his Dunbar. From the crew you thought was just all chorus and one star. Now, I'm 1/6 of a clique that brunch. While commercial counterparts are in constant conflict, I'm a lot of details. On my body, be scales. I'm from Ida B. Wells. Middle seat, feeling good time since like 11. With the window peak, militant mind like Michael Evans. Every posse recline and watch me get applause. Pouring reservoirs on your desert shores. You're witnessing mental and verbal fitness, friend. Tuna Bishop descended from Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute. Yes.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Tuna.
Come on, give it to me.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, you know.
Charlie Tuna. Bringing it straight to you.
When I say that I'm much more than just some backpack crap, intelligent rap act or militant black cat. Killer venom is platinum plaque max. But if I ever spit irrelevant facts, it that's that. Ain't how you play the game, it's how the game plays you. Way true, cadence is wild style like phase two. Touring without rest and bless. My skull's laced with titanium plates that pass metal detection. Yes, instant vintage, deep in the trenches. Every sentence can leave speakers defenseless. Peeking through fences and speaking bleak of Memphis. When peaking your interest with heat seeking intentions.
Hey, wait a minute.
What, man?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Gunner.
Come on, do it today.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, you know.
Charlie to LA.
And shake your shoulders.
Bringing it straight to you.
From the city where they buried Al Capone and house music was born. Robert Kelly performed and heavy styles were shown. I made Hydra and settled miles from home. Coast to coast, LA from Chicago. With the apostles spitting this gritty gospel. The ghetto diplomat, apocalyptic rap. I'm gifted, come to grips with that fact.
Hey, wait a minute.
You're learning while the turntable turning. People should know me more than for just the verbal hermit. Monster.
Guess
what?
Who are you?
I'm Charlie Tuna.
Competition, listen.
You got work to do.
Go for it, you know.
Charlie to LA.
And shake your shoulders.
Bringing it straight to you.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty incredibly high-energy, beat-filled, excitable, any other adjectives you can think of to kick the show into high gear. Thank you, Charlie Tuna, for that incredible station ID. You are listening to Disc Order Radio, live on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the second installment of our hour-long program, formerly a half-hour show bi-weekly, now an hour-long show once a week. And we're proud to be the on-air baby of Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly, Discorder Magazine, currently in its 30th year. My name is Wade, and my esteemed colleague, co-host, and co-producer is none other than
DJ CJ.
How are you, my man?
Very good. That was an exciting, funky start to our show.
Was it ever? With an exciting, funky individual like Charlie Tuna.
He has so much charisma. It is out of this world.
Unbelievable charisma. We had the pleasure of witnessing this charisma firsthand on Friday afternoon at the UBC's AMS Welcome Back Barbecue. The 30th edition as well, in line with the 30 years of Discorder. It was a great day on McInnes Field. We had lots of great live talent, including the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, who we're going to hear from soon. Our friends, Current Swell, we can legitimately say that now.
Yes, we can.
An ex-UBC student, now turned international DJ celebrity, Felix Cartel, and that man of Jurassic 5, Charlie Tuna, who I was amazed.
Him and the House of Vibe.
Okay, we cannot forget the House of Vibe, because they brought the House of Vibe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They brought down the house, too.
That they did.
Seven-string drumming, double bassing, everything.
It was beautiful. What I was most impressed with was how Charlie would just go up into the crowd and say, like, how y'all doing there today? And everybody was like, God, just going crazy. Just like the simplest request. And be like, everybody, I want to raise a glass. Let's just make a toast. And just the way he just, I don't know, the way he speaks and the way he's such a larger-than-life character, things that the average person would say on stage may come across as being someone ordinary. Charlie brought the extraordinary. Yeah.
But, and of course, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, I had never heard of them before, to be honest with you and our listeners, and they were mind-blowing. Like, just two guys, two blues guitars.
Well, there was
a bass and a blues.
Basically, the name of Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer comes from Sean, the Harpoonist Hall, and Matt, the Axe Murderer Rogers, a reference to Sean's harmonica as his harpoon. He was telling us a story. We had the pleasure of interviewing these guys live backstage on Friday. And he said, I forget who it was that he said he heard. Was it Leonard Cohen, maybe? That he said that was referred to his harmonica as his harpoon. And from then on, they decided to, you know, he dubbed himself after his instrument. So it became known as became a harpoonist. And, you know, there's a lot of rock stars will call their guitar their axe. And then, I guess, borrowing a page from the Mike Myers 1993 film, So I Married an Axe Murderer. Matt Hall decided to dub himself the Axe Murderer. So they were the band that preceded Charlie. We could play some of their music now and come back and ramble more about the Welcome Back Barbecue if you like. Because we definitely have some stories to share about things that happened with Charlie in reference to a tour that's going on right now. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. This is Rolling with the Punches, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
I got a bottle of pills. I got nicotine. I got television batteries. I got alimony. I got two stiff drinks. I got an active cover, the cream.
CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio, Harpoonist and the Axe Murder with their nouveau take on the blues. That one was called Roll with the Punches. They put on a great show last Friday afternoon at the Welcome Back Barbecue. And right after them was the guy we were talking about before, Charlie Tuna. Something I wanted to mention, which CJ and I had a bit of a debate before we came on air to see whether we were going to discuss this or not, but I felt it was something that should be discussed in light of the fact that Sensible BC is launching a provincial-wide campaign to decriminalize cannabis. They're actually taking a tour bus all over the province, and their plan is to, I guess they have to get, for the next 3 months, they have to collect signatures on a petition, and they need to get a minimum of 400,000 people, and that, is, I think, includes 10% of people in every single riding all over the entire province. And that is quite a lofty task. Mm-hmm. But Dana Larson and his team at Sensible BC are trying to do this to decriminalize pot, just like they've done in Washington State and in Colorado. And the reason I bring this up today, well, not only because their tour launched yesterday, but also because on Friday afternoon, backstage at a rock festival in Vancouver, Charlie Tuna and House of Vibe got busted for pot.
Oh, snap.
Wah, 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 wah. Just minding his business. He was going to come to an interview with us and everything.
To put it in context, he just finished his set.
Yep.
An exciting one at that, and I'm sure he was tired. He went back to his tent with the House of Vibe, and in came the cops.
Yeah, it was really, it was kind of shocking, and I felt bad for Charlie. It was a little, almost embarrassing, because everybody who was backstage could see, and they didn't even do it in his tent. They kind of brought him out of his tent and made him empty his bags, and there was about four or five cops standing around, while everyone else, maybe 15 or 20 people, including the guys from Current Swell, and Harpoonist, and Axe Murderer, and Felix Cartel's entourage, and myself, and CJ, and Kevin, and Eleanor from CITR were all kind of standing around, like, didn't know what to do with ourselves, as we had to watch this embarrassing situation unfold. And, you know, I guess we have to respect the law that's in place right now, but let's be honest, guys. Again, Vancouver.
Yes.
Rock festival.
Yes.
Backstage in his tent.
Yes. Unfortunate.
What a debacle.
And, of course, no doubt the cops were just nice, which they should be, and they are. But it was just disappointing for them to see them take, confiscate Charlie's weed and hash.
They were, I suppose you could say, respectful in an otherwise disrespecting situation. But Charlie emerged seemingly unscathed from what otherwise would have been a very embarrassing situation. He even came back and gave us that killer station ID, which you heard off the top. Posed for some photos and said, "We're on our way to a medical marijuana dispensary now." I guess one of the guys in the House of Vibe had a card, so that's what they were off to. So looks like all's well that hopefully ends well for those guys, and they're actually going on this exciting cross Canada tour. He's going to be playing lots of small little places that would not normally get to see the likes of J5 or Charlie Tuna. They're playing Saskatoon. They're going to be playing Nelson. They're playing the Hume Hotel in Nelson next week. So get ready for that, Nelson. And very exciting, they're going to be playing the Rifflandia Festival this weekend. And CJ and I will be there.
That's right.
Yes, we will.
Woo!
We're going to talk more about Rifflandia and who else is playing in a little while. Let's play another tune right now. We playing these guys, these ladies, a lot recently, but with good reason. They always seem to be at the top of the charts this summer. They were a feature artist. They were on the cover back in June. Their album is number 3 this week on our top 30. Thank you again, Sarah Cordley, for sending us the update on the charts. And maybe the most relevant news of all, to at least the CITR community, is that this band won the CITR Invitational, first annual Invitational softball tournament this past Saturday. So, without further ado, let us play for the winners. Here you guys go. We'll give you 3 more minutes of glory. This is the Courtneys. Congrats on your victory and a great day of baseball last Saturday with their ode to Keanu Reeves. This track is called Casey Reeves. It's the Courtneys, and you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We're back at Discord Radio. Courtney's, that's about the third week in a row we've played them, and probably maybe the fifth in the last seven. We've been playing a lot recently, but again, for good reason. They've had a great summer tearing up the CITR charts and tearing up the softball pitch as well at Brockton Oval on Saturday. It was a really interesting, a great tournament. Thanks again to Duncan McHugh, who organized this great little tournament. It was CITR team, and we had about 18 or 19 players. We had a huge team. And then we were playing in a tournament against the aforementioned Courtneys, so the band and their entourage. We also played against the Rickshaw Theater and their crew. And then the fourth team was kind of a mishmash of journalists and writers from the Tai and Adbusters, but they called themselves the David Beerses. Because David Beers, I guess, has had a hand in both Adbusters and especially the Tai. And that was the team, the David Beerses, that actually won the tournament. They beat the Courtneys. Sorry. Wait a second. I just got caught with my pants down. I was lauding the Courtneys for winning, but no, they beat us in the semifinal match. And then they lost to the David Beerses in the final. So I apologize.
I apologize to our listeners for putting up with this. I have no idea what he's talking about. And of course, since Wade is being kind of rude, we have an editor in chief in the studio.
Yes, sorry. How rude of me! I was just trying to flow with the tune we just played and the relevancy. But yes, JC Gibb, the editor in chief, is here. Your mustache is looking bushy as always. How you doing, JC?
I'm bushy as always. Yes. Yeah. No, I'm great. You're like catching me up on the softball game because that's probably the most sports I'm going to be hear about all day. So, kind of got my fix for that. Also, Courtney related news. They got new hats. They got the hats back, the Courtney hats for merch,
which were on display in full neon teal and black on Saturday. And I guess one reason they were so good and happened to beat us is they actually do play in a softball league, which I thought was kind of a cool way to cross promote your band and your brand. Playing in this league, you know, people are like, oh, who's the Courtneys? Oh, it's our band. And I'm sure it almost gets everybody else in the league somewhat at least interested or intrigued, an audience that otherwise wouldn't be listening. So kudos to them for you know, cross-branding themselves.
And for beating you.
And for beating us. However, one last thing I would like to mention, this is the last I'll mention of the softball tournament today, but we had a very exciting victory over the Rickshaw Theater. We were down 23-15 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, and these games only go seven innings. So two outs, down by eight runs, and Ryan Rizal decided to strip down to his underwear and get on base, and it kind of like set off this this rally where with two outs, every single batter somehow made it to base, and around and around and around the horn it went. And then Eric, who is Sarah Cordingley's new assistant music director, and along with yours truly, we also stripped down to our underwear, and we had a couple of key RBIs at the end of the inning to bring in the rest of the runners. So it was a very exciting moment to be underwear clad and you know, bring home the rest of the team. And it was a huge moment. All 20 of us on the bench were chanting, "Still alive, still alive!" The whole inning. It was very, very exciting times.
And thank to God it wasn't raining for you guys.
Well, that could have been kind of fun. Maybe it would have become a bit of a mud bowl. But it was a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Thanks again to Duncan for organizing. Congrats to the Courtneys for beating us. And congrats to the David Beerses for being the first annual champions. But back to Discorder news and Discorder music.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk a bit about Live at Lunch that's happening here at UBC.
Well, you know, I feel we've talked a lot, so why don't we pop on? A bit of Jay Arner, who, by the way, is topping the charts this week. Thanks again, Sarah and Eric, for doing a great job getting that list going. And double reason to play him is we promised to play Jay last week, but we ran out of time. So here we go, Jay Arner. We're going to play the track "Nightclubs." He played Live at Lunch on Monday. More about that coming up in about 2.5 minutes. Here's Jay Arner, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Back to the nightclubs and the bars.
Radio. Oh, yeah, we are back on Discord Radio. That was Jay Arner with Nightclubs. And off air, JC was inquiring further about the softball tournament. And I was saying, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a great day of bonding amongst the staff. And then I said, oh, wait a second. I forgot to mention Caribou was the sponsor. And JC, and your reaction to that was?
I then proceeded to ask if Wade had been drinking at all during that day. Caribou, that sponsored.
all was the is the operative word, yes, all day long. And they, Caribou, was very kind to provide 8 slabs of beer. So that's about 200 cans of beer for us. So it was a pretty, we were all pretty loose by the time the underwear affair rally took part, but it was a great day nonetheless. Thanks again, Caribou, and everybody else involved. Okay, moving along from softball. Yeah, so Jay Arner, we just heard, he played live at lunch. JC, have you had a chance to check these out as yet?
No, I haven't. There's way too much going on for September.
So much going on.
But I did get a chance to go to the St. Ambrose Fringe Bar. Was that on Saturday?
Oh, good. Okay,
this is Saturday.
Good segue. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I got a chance to go see Bestie. Which is really exciting because I don't know, been like I haven't had a chance to like go see them yet, and they're in the peak performance right now too, and then after Tristan was doing a DJ set as well, and yeah, a lot of apricot ale flowing that night.
Nice. What was the show that you saw?
Bestie.
Oh no! Okay, did you actually see a Fringe Fest?
Oh no!
I mean, who cares about the actual it's all about the music, right?
What's the Fringe? Yeah. No, we just went for the free concert.
Well, you know, that's the success of I guess, you know, when you sort of cross brand or do some sort of cross pollinization with a festival like Fringe, you bring a bit of live music into the mix, and suddenly. I was hoping, you know, instead of having, I was going to say, you get to expose music fans to the theater and vice versa. But in this case, you get to just, you know, bring people together to create a little more of a buzz, at least. Yeah, okay. Well, trying to find a positive in the fact that you didn't go to the show.
I went to the Bestie show. It was fine. Got poutine as well. So supporting the local shops there.
Nice. And a great little article by Elliot Chan in this month's Your inaugural editorial debut of Discorder magazine on page what page is it here? Well, it's one of the first couple pages. Page although JC it is. I was going to say I think you missed. I was going to berate you for skipping numbering page 6, but no, there it is. Page 6, the watering hole for Vancouver's Wild Festival. You can read all about this Saint Ambrosia Bar.
Yeah, it's Nimbros. Because it's it was the main sponsor was like the beer, and so that was like the beer that they were serving there as well. So they were like the main sponsor, and I think actually one of the coordinators for it, she used to be involved with CITR. I just like happened to run into her. I recognized from like I started at Discord like 2 years ago, and turns out I'd been emailing her back and forth to organize that article. So Small world.
So this article was like 2 years in the making?
No, it was just Debbie was our contact with the Fringe Bar, and she just worked for CITR before. So when I started contributing to Discord 2 years ago, I remember seeing her around the station, and so it was interesting to see her again. And then turns out that was the Debbie that I'd been emailing.
Because I was about to laud Elliot for such a journalistic dedication and integrity to our stories here in Discord Magazine for researching the story for 2 whole years.
But years of undercover work.
I stand corrected. Nonetheless, a great article. Pick up your local copy of Discorder magazine all over town, because it's everywhere. Yeah. So what else? Fringe Fest, we're talking about. You said you saw Bestie, another band that is playing as part of the Fringe Fest. I think they're CJ. You know the schedule a little better than I do. But when one of these who else we have up here?
So this is the 29th annual Fringe Fest. For those of you who don't know, and on Wednesday, tomorrow, 8:30 p.m., we've got Dogwood and Dahlia, who are a lovely duo from somewhere we will tell you after the break.
it's all transparent here at Discord Radio. But yes, they are playing tomorrow night at the Fringe Bar. And let's play this track now called The Sea by Dogwood and Dahlia on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. See on CITR, Dogwood and Dahlia, Discorder Radio. They are playing at Fringe Fest tomorrow evening at the St. Ambrose Bar. Yes, CJ? You want to say something?
No.
I mean, you are the co-host, so please, pipe in anytime,
I'm more
buddy.
Like the producer, but 8:30, yes. 8:30 is when they're playing.
Nice.
So be there and drink a lot of beer.
And plan on seeing a Fringe Fest show that will end prior to 8:30. So you can check out Dogwood and Dahlia. I've heard some good things about one performance called This Is Not a Porno.
Yes, shout out to my buddies, Keenan, whose Twitter group is playing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know when that show's on?
It's on every night, except tonight. They're taking a break.
Okay.
Because they deserve... Those Fringe guys are... They are on it. They're on all night, almost all the time.
Yeah.
And good stuff.
I didn't realize the shows were that frequent. I didn't realize that, you know, that's like, what, 9 of 10 nights those guys are doing their thing?
Yeah.
Good on them. Wow, good stuff. It's all happening down at Granville Island. I went last year to a couple shows. Definitely worth checking out. Some great local Vancouver talent and great local Vancouver music with that as well. Yeah, so JC's still here. Before you skedaddle, again, congrats on the September issue. It's looking great. Maybe any highlights that you care to bring people's attention to in terms of the magazine?
Yeah, actually, our former Under Review editor, Jordan Arden, I never know how to say it, Jordan...
Ardenaz.
Ardenaz? Okay, Jordan
it
Ardenaz.
It almost could be like one word. Jordanaz. Jordanaz.
Jordanaz. he actually did a piece on the Rain City Recordings since the Hive is shutting down. There's a Jesse Gardner interview with him. And yeah, the piece actually turned out really great. Page is blue, in case you're wondering in the issue.
Yes. Pages 8 and 9.
Oh, nice.
Now that we know that one.
Yeah, super interesting.
And Jordan, really multi-talented guy. He's, of course, the front man in Phoenix Thunderbird, who we've played a lot here in Discord Radio. And it's funny, because last week we played an interview that I did with him at Sunfest, where he was the interviewee. And now he gets to, you know, turn the hat around and be the interviewer. And we've been fortunate enough to get some of the audio of this article. So if you listen right now and you have a copy of Discord magazine in your hand, this is like some serious interactive Discordaria, if you
will.
This is
like the fourth dimension of the medium. It's like coming through the airways while you're holding it in your hands.
Yeah, so hold it, turn to page 7 and 8, or sorry, 8 and 9, and now you can listen to this interview, which is basically where the bare bones, where the skeleton, the template, where this all started for this great piece we have at Discord magazine. So without further ado, let's let Jordan Ardenaz do his thing with Jesse Gardner on Discord Radio.
So how is the sort of studio, sorry, are you and Stu going to be like kind of 50-50?
Yeah.
Rain City Recorders? Is that
gonna be exactly, yeah. It'll be the exact same situation that I was doing out of the Hive, where I work 15 days a month and he works 15 days a month.
Nice, yeah.
He likes to work out of town too and stuff like that, and I like to whenever I get the chance as well. So
yeah,
there'll be some months that, you know, one of us works more or less. And we have a couple of other guys that are here that are getting their start, that are starting to get some bands and stuff too. So, you know, they'll be scooping up all the... Well, like extra days here.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Fill out the cracks, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah. But essentially it'll be pretty much just an extension of what I've already been doing. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it definitely seems like a you know, for people who would be following what you guys were doing at the Hive, it seems like a natural sort of growth step.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like you said, you're already booked through the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's any indication, you know, it's like you've sort of established yourself as a person who people are going to come to, and now you have like a really solid foundation here.
Yeah, it's what everybody wanted, and it feels like a natural time. And
yeah,
I'm proud of the time that we kept it open for, and yeah, I'm excited to turn over a new leaf too. It's been good. I can't believe how long it's been. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, like you said, you know, like 10 years over there. I mean, that's a long time. Yeah, to be in one place at all, you know, anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how many records we recorded when we were there, but I think it's safe to say they'd be like probably 700 or 800.
Yeah,
you know, like definitely hundreds of records, but it's hard to say how many.
Can you speak to like some of your like highlights, your personal highlights?
Oh sure, yeah. Well, I mean, like obviously the success to Pandroids had a Celebration Rock was just great, just because like, you know, all I want for anybody who makes a recording is for them to be happy, and then if they have any success with that beyond that, then that's great. So having that record do as it did was definitely was rewarding.
Yeah,
you know, makes me happy to think that those guys are out on the road and, you know, keeping the gas tank full and then some, and, you know, flying all over the world and playing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
you know, same with White Lung too. White Lung's done really, really well. And,
yeah,
I was in New York making a record a few months ago, and all these kids in Brooklyn were asking me, "Oh, Vancouver, you know White Lung?" And I was like, "Yeah, totally.
That's crazy. I know.
You guys listen to White Lung? That's great." They're like,
"Yeah,
oh, we're just here." So you know, it's cool that Vancouver bands are able to get recognized in some, you know, potentially very jaded cities, you know, where they have a lot of exposure to great bands.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the United States is, I mean, to me, I mean, it's still the it's the pinnacle of rock and roll in the world for sheer like amount of talent that comes out of it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Britain's no slouch either.
Was there like a moment where you sort of realized that, I mean, there's a certain quality of bands, like a certain type of band, a certain vibe of people that would want to go to you guys?
Yeah, well, because we never advertised and it was always a word-of-mouth place, it, yeah. I think that resonated through, like, the music community. Like you know, our friends' bands were
yeah.
the people that came, right? So yeah. I think that there was a common ethic, like, to a lot of those bands. Like, yeah, worth ethic and also just, like, appreciation for the place. People felt like hopefully it was their own and that they owned a part of it, which they did. So, so I think that was it. Like, we never really tried to, you know, get any bigger than we were, or like, you know, like, okay, we're going to buy a $1 million console and try to be a world-class kind of facility. We never tried to do that.
Yeah.
I still don't want to do that.
There you go. Jordan Ardanez on Discord Radio interviewing Jesse Gander in his 12 years as an independent recording artist. And speaking of 12 years, that's how old this song is. From Limlifter, who are also playing this weekend at Rifflandia. More on that in a bit. Discord Radio, 101 CITR 109. Back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Ariel versus Lotus from Limlifter. Going back to the Balaclava album, 2000 was when that one came out. And yeah, Limlifter is a Vancouver act that's kind of bounced here and there throughout the years. They were formed back in 1996. Basically, the musical brainchild of the Dahl brothers, Kurt and Ryan Dahl. At one point, they kind of separated to do a bit of a side project called The Age of Electric, which had a bit of success in the late 90s. And then Limlifter got back for this album here, Balaclava. And we haven't really heard much of them since. However, they are back as Limlifter and in town doing some exciting things, including playing Thursday night at the Biltmore as Limlifter, as well as playing this weekend in Victoria as part of the very exciting Rifflandia Music Festival. Isn't that right, CJ?
That's right, and that's where we will be. So stay tuned for updates on that.
Yes.
It's going to be exciting.
Very exciting. And on a personal standpoint, I'm really excited to see Ryan Dahl, not only with Limlifter, but also with his new act. Now, if you're a BC music fan and you've been living under a rock for the last few months, then you probably haven't heard about what's happening here, but there's a bit of a new kind of like BC supergroup that's kind of formed with a very Canadian name. They're called Mounties, not the Mounties, but Mounties. And it features not only Ryan Dahl of Limlifter, who we just heard, but also Hawksley Workman, as well as Steve Bays, formerly of Hot Hot Heat. And what's great at Rifflandia is Hawksley is playing as himself. Hot Hot Heat is playing. Limlifter is playing. And to kick it all off on Friday afternoon at Royal Athletic Park at 4 o'clock is these guys, Mounties. I expect big things from them, and I expect it's going to be a great performance. This track is called Headphones. It's Mounties. And you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
The minute I'm up, till the minute I go to bed, I got my headphones on every day. Rifflandia Artist Double Shot. Double Shot. Double Shot. Discord Radio, CITR 1019, and that was Stars with Progress from their latest album, North. They will be playing Rifflandia as well. They'll be at the main stage at Royal Athletic Park at about 4:15 on Sunday afternoon. And let's just discuss this cornucopia of Canadian amazing talent that we're about to witness and experience, is probably a better term, because that's what we'll be doing. We're very lucky. Thank you again to Eleanor, the promotions coordinator here at CITR, for helping to organize these passes for us. But Discord Radio will be at Rifflandia. We're going to be all over Rifflandia. So many great Canadian acts, as mentioned, including Mounties and Stars, we just heard. We've also got Classified from from Halifax, as well as Winter Sleep, also from Halifax. Corb Lund is going to be there. USS from Toronto, Hannah Georges, local Vancouverite.
And Bear Mountain, one of my personal favorites from here at the station.
Yes, actually, it's funny because I'm right now looking at the main, the Royal Athletic Park schedule. What's great about, a really thing that's really interesting about Rifflandia is that unlike a lot of music festivals where it's just kind of all about what's happening in the festival space, Rifflandia is kind of like a two-fold festival where they actually have, they've got the park festival is kind of one half of it, and then there's the night portion of it. And starting each night around 9 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's no Sunday, we've got just, a whole cornucopia of awesomeness in various clubs all over Vancouver. And a lot of names that, if you're familiar with the local scene, you'll be familiar with, including Will Horse and Cold Specs and Fine Times, Humans, Bestie, who we mentioned earlier, Gang Signs, just an incredible amount of talent, and very, very excited to be checking that out this weekend. Oh, and by the way, CJ, we hadn't really talked about this a bit off air. We were having some trouble figuring out what we can do with accommodation.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I spoke to Casey last night, and she said we can stay at her place.
All right. A bit of insider knowledge for you guys. I will be staying at Casey's house.
There you go.
Shout out to Casey if she's tuning in.
Yes. We'll make sure we shift the podcast.
And for her, we are going to be playing this awesome track by Bear Mountain.
Sounds like a great idea. Why not? All right.
Here you go. Congo by Bear Mountain off their album EXO.
For you, Casey, on CITR 101.9 on Discorder Radio. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 1019, Bear Mountain, who will be playing along with what seems like hundreds of others. I think it's only in the dozens, technically. It looks like there's about 60 or 70 bands that are going to be taking over downtown Victoria this weekend for the Rifflandia Festival. Bear Mountain will be one of them. Looking forward to seeing them. Some big names on this festival lineup as well. We mentioned a lot of the Canadian acts that we're playing, but let's also give some hype up to some of the big name American acts that are coming, including Matt and Kim, who wowed us at the Kaloha Music Festival. Big Boy, one half of Outkast, of course. We also have Courtney Love. Yes, Kurt Cobain's estranged husband will be headlining the main stage on Friday night at 8 o'clock, as well as Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. They will be closing the show at Royal Athletic Park on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be an incredible weekend. We're very thankful and excited to be going. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff, because Discord Radio, we're going to be all over the festival, Rifflandia Festival, that is, this weekend. Okay, so, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday live on the radio about all the excitingness that happened at Rifflandia. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you with one more track before we turn it over. This is a band called Lee, who is playing tomorrow live at lunch between noon and 1, right outside the Sub. Yours truly will be hosting. Come on by, check it out, say hello. Lee, to close it off today on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, just dealing with a bit of a buffering situation on Vimeo right now. Sorry to have to interrupt the song there. Well, if you didn't get your Lee fix, once again, come on down to Live at Lunch tomorrow to check it out. But it looks like the buffering is all buffered. So let's finish the song off right now. It's Pyre by Lee, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you next week, next Tuesday, 4 o'clock.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.